Topic 3. Wright Brothers. Listen and answer question number 1.
Thanks to airplanes, it takes only hours to go to a foreign country these days. But it has not always been that way. In the past, it took many weeks or months to travel to a foreign country. Whenever we fly in an airplane, we should think about the two men who invented the airplane, the Wright brothers, Wilbur and Orville. After the invention of the airplane, the public was astonished to learn that the Wright brothers had no formal training or education in science or engineering. Though they were good students, both left high school before graduating, and neither attended college. They learned more by teaching themselves than by learning in school. Orville's greatest pleasure was to take something apart, see how it worked, and put it back together. Wilbur was more of a dreamer, interested in the big picture rather than the individual parts. He was the one who first dreamed of building an airplane, but it was Orville's enthusiasm that carried the dream to completion. Their ideas were brand new. There were no books on the subject. They had to do it alone, and they failed many times before they succeeded. But they never gave up, and that was the secret of their success. Finally, in 1903, near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright brothers did succeed. They made their first flight, and the airplane was invented, changing the world forever.